Yo, peace. This is Razzcast, and you're listening to Ricky Romance's No Filter Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Say that. Nigga know I'm a bust, better go ahead and duck. Confrontation, give me a rush. I'm doing trap music now, pop ain't enough. Cause me and my group.
That's right, y'all, we back now, and it really got me feeling mixed up. Got a very special guest, I mean, should I keep going? Y'all know this guy right here, man, from Tie Me Down with Ray J. Let me tell you the truth. I got your girl, too many to name. Ben J, what up, my nigga? Man, not much, baby, how you doing, brother? Man, I'm blessed, man, and highly favored, man. You know, it's always a pleasure, man, when I see you out in the streets doing your thing, doing shows. You know, shit, I go way back with Mark. You know, that's my boy.
Yeah, my step-pops.
Yeah, your step-pops, yeah.
Yes, sir. 100, though. If you know him, then shit, you know me. It's every 100.
Hey, and hold on. And your cousin, too. Your cousin, Skins Mac.
Oh, you know my cousin, Skins Mac?
That's my day one, man. Yeah, man. Sinister Music.
Oh, yeah. That's wild. See, I got a lot of family, and they well connected. So, yeah, that's 100, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, man, to talk to you now, man, because even though you grown, man, and you're doing your thing, when New Boys dropped, bro, y'all was everywhere, bro. Y'all was everywhere that y'all wasn't supposed to be. I'm talking about literally, like, y'all was places where it was just nobody in the room but adults.
right, for real, yeah. Hell yeah, I was 17 years old, nigga. Uh-huh. I was trying to stay in the clubs and get these girls, but, you know, they was kicking me out the party, talking about you can only be here just to perform. I'm like, hold up, I'm in the process of getting the numbers, and they pulling me.
Yeah, man, hey, man, you know, man, what is it like, man, you know, all these years later, man, you know, after making a hit so big called You're a Jerk, that shit was like a cultural type monument. Like, that thing, like, the whole world stopped for that song. It was one of those records.
Yes, sir.
When it comes on to this day, it's still timeless.
Yes, sir. I mean, what it's like today and all the years that's passed away, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm just truly blessed, you know, and I really thank God, you feel me, for putting me in a position that I was in. I was at the right time in the right place, you feel me? So, you know, I really thank God because I never really had to work a job because of the records I got. People say I'm a one-hit wonder, but, you know, because that was my biggest song, You a Jerk, they forget about the other records I got. I got six platinum records, you feel me? Like,
bro, records. The record with Ray J, that shit's huge.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Y'all got another record with Chris Brown.
Yeah. Yup, I got a feature I did with Hot Shell Ray. They still spinning right now. That song be coming on in Forever 21. You feel me? Like,
what's the name of that? What song is that?
That's called I Like It Like That. So you look up Hot Shell Ray featuring the new boys. I Like It Like That. That shit hot. You feel me? That's, you know what I'm saying? That's one of them poppy joints. You feel me? That shit hot. So, like, I still live good. You know, I'm able to take care of my kids. See, what they did take away from me, they took away my time that I had to give with my first baby. So, I got three kids, you know. I got a baby that's 14 years old. So, like, the time I'm spending with my little ones today, you know what I'm saying, I had to sacrifice that time, you know what I'm saying, back in the day because I was so busy. I lived on an airplane, like, for, like, 4 or 5 years of my life, 6 years of my life. I mean, shit, still going.
I still moving in. From what, 2008? From, like,
yeah, hell yeah.
To, like, 2014, y'all niggas ran the music industry.
Yes, sir. And it's different now because I don't have that backing behind me. I don't got the white people behind me. I just got myself and my royalties and what's coming out of my pocket. So, you know, I can spend that time with my kids and still, you know, make my schedule and do whatever I need to do to, you know, keep bread in my pocket and keep my music rolling. You feel me?
I remember, you know, somebody, you know, came to your house and tried to rob you, my nigga. You know, oh, like, I remember seeing that. I think I saw that interview with Vlad, you know what I mean? And I remember you had to go through that situation and, you know, you had to fucking stand up for your family, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was crazy. That was a crazy time in my life. I still feel it. I got PTSD because of it. You feel me? I'm very weary. I don't trust a lot of people.
I know you don't need the money because you got money, hella money, millions. You know, but I'm just saying, like, you know, man, shit, keep it 100. Man, they just going to give you a motherfucking social security check. They money get for that shit.
Man, bro, I take the damn social security check too.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like, man, when somebody come in your house, man, you got to do what you got to do to protect your family. So if that got to do, so if you got to take somebody's life, so be it. I mean, nobody wants to take another human life. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
Yeah, it's Papa Ben J over there, man.
I got two daughters, and I finally got my son, you feel me?
So what's the ages? Who's the oldest?
My daughter, Kimaya, you feel me? She's 14 years old. I had her when I was just starting out. What year was that? Like, what, 2009? Yeah, she was born 2008. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Son, you got straight to it.
Yeah, hell yeah, you feel me? I mean, right before I knew what my life was going to be like, too.
So wait, so this was just a girl you was dating before you got famous?
This is my high school sweetheart. This is my baby, you know what I'm saying? We went, you know what I'm saying? We were born and off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this was my, you know what I'm saying? What they call it? Tupac and Janet Jackson.
Oh, that was your poetic justice?
Yeah, that was my poetic justice. You know what I'm saying? My loving basketball. You feel me? This
your loving basketball.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell yeah. 100 though, but shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the newer and better things. You feel me? Not, I'm saying 100 though.
So let me ask you a question. So when y'all signed, so who actually signed the New Boys? Was it Warner Brothers or was it Asylum? Like, who actually signed?
It was a okay, so look, it was two people who basically the radio Charisma got in contact with because they worked for Warner Brothers, right? It was two people, you know what I'm saying? But they was on some slimy shit, like, you feel me? They got to sign with us first because the two people had a joint record label, you know what I'm saying? They just co-workers for Warner Brothers, you know what I'm saying? But they got a record label, you know what I'm saying? They like, okay, we got somebody. So, you know what I'm saying? They signed us to their little label, Shady Records, you know what I'm saying, first. So we signed to Shady Records, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we not really signed that more. That deal expired. We signed to Shady Records, and then, yeah, I guess Shady Records, they got nothing to do with Warner Brothers or Asylum Records. Then after we signed with Shady Records, then we signed to Asylum Records, which is the baby label for Warner Brothers, you know what I'm saying? They was telling us we gotta sell a certain amount of records before we got upstream to Warner Brothers. And we smacked them in the face and sold hella records. We, you know what I'm saying? We was the last artist to actually sell records, you know what I'm saying, before everything went digital.
That's great. Yeah. So what's your relationship like with Legacy right now? Like what is he doing now, Dave? Y'all don't talk about doing a New Voice record, or
have well, I have my fair number of asking him to do New Boys over and shit. You feel me? That nigga done told me no 100 times. He don't want to do New Boys. He just not interested in doing music with me. Maybe, you understand, he just scared of my character. I didn't got into a situation with killing somebody. He don't want to be involved with that. He's just a different kind of person, you know what I'm saying? He got a new dark skin nigga he fuck with. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They make records together. Shit.
So y'all niggas ain't getting along. Y'all basically y'all beat.
I mean, nah, like I comment on some things, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Keep pushing, keep doing your own solo thing, but continue to show love because I don't give a fuck what y'all say. It's like motherfuckers coming to me all the time about this shit, about me talking about my brother Raz being this bitch, okay, shit. Y'all niggas shook the world up, and I'm sorry, you know, what y'all can do individual, is y'all can do big things individually, but what y'all already created is a brand name.
That's something I would never forget, you know what I'm saying?
We want a damn New Boys tour, man.
Man, I want a New Boys tour, bro. So if y'all can holler at Legacy for me, you know what I'm saying? This shit, hey now.
Man, I'm going to holler at Legacy.
No. I can give you all y'all the same energy as both of us, you know what I'm saying?
Man, keep Boys, that love, me. Man. Keep you that love. Keep that energy, brother.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I get it. I can perform a two-hour show by myself. You know what I'm saying? Rapping all the verses.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Who owns the name New Boys? Who owns the trademark?
Well, shit, I think that's Warner Brothers. So, you feel me? We just get paid off the percentages, you know what I'm saying?
So, let me ask you a question. Did the group come out as New Boys or The New Boys?
No, I think it's the New Boys. I'm thinking the New Boys. Or okay, just New Boys. I think it's just New Boys. Maybe it's just New Boys, bro. It's just New Boys.
Man, listen, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. Legacy, brother, we need you to pull up, brother. Just ain't got nothing to do with you or Vin J. We don't care about what differences y'all got. We don't care about none of that. We want a damn motherfucking New Boys tour. Now I'm speaking
for
myself. So
that nigga don't fuck with me, man. I'm about to go on tour in September, man. I'm on an Icon tour. You feel me?
Wait a minute. I just did an interview with OFB Young, you know what I'm saying, from Cali Swag District, and he was telling me. He was like, yo, me and my man Ben, like, yo, my boy going on tour with me. We about to go out there with Bobby Valentino. I think y'all going to Australia, right?
Yes, sir. We going to Australia. Yes, sir. That shit hot. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait, actually.
Let me tell you something. See, what happens is y'all created a brand that's so big, it's easy. You can easily go over there and get the New Boys back.
Man. Yeah, you ain't saying nothing.
I'm just telling you, that's what Raz B did. He went and got the B2K bag in China.
Yeah. That's what I'm about to do. It's like Legacy don't want the bag. He don't want the bag, bro.
Listen here. Let me tell you something, man. I've watched a reality show about the New Boys. Because you can redrop the New Boys.
Hell yeah.
With Mr. Z on the back.
Hell
the brand, baby.
I ain't gonna
keep pressing on you, man. But man, I just wanna let you know, man. I got mad love for y'all brothers, man, and the music, and I'm looking forward to hearing the new stuff, man. You got a new single that's out right now.
Yes, sir. It's doing good too.
So, what's the name of that single? Let's talk about that for a minute. How did this record come about? Who produced it?
It's called Call It Quits. It's produced by my man Duffel Bag. You feel me? He out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? A young producer coming up. So shout out to him. He working really hard. You know what I'm saying? I put this together, you know, out of the inspiration for my daughters. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot for my kids. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I do a lot in these streets. You know what I'm saying? To keep, you know what I'm saying, everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no 9-to-5 nigga. I'm a real one out here. You feel me?
Hey, speaking of a real one, man, you know, we keep it real, man. This is Ricky Romance No Filter, so I have to respectfully ask you questions in a certain way that still, you know what I mean, my listeners, like, they still, you know what I mean, they get the answer that they want. So I want to know. This is the media, bro. They said something, it was said a few years ago that you was hitting your baby mama. So is that true or false?
Man, nah, it ain't nothing like that, man. I don't do nothing like that, bro.
What I'm saying, bro. I've never known you to be, you know, doing, you know, disrespecting women. I know you've always been a ladies' man. I've always seen you be a gentleman, you know, even around my little sisters and cousins and all that. So, and I know your stepdad, so you got daughters, you know what I'm saying? I see you set an example every day, so I had to ask you that question.
Yes, sir. Yeah, nah, it's just something, you know, that I was in back in the day because I thought, you know, that's what I had to be in by keeping up with the fad and, you know, the street lifestyle by, you know, me being a young star not really knowing, you know, what I need to do in these streets. Yeah, I was, you know.
You kind of was dibbling and dabbling, but you didn't really have an idea of what you was getting yourself into or any idea You know what I'm saying? That it was wrong because it was glorified. You know what I mean? We glorified it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In all the movies.
I look back on my little interviews with Vlad, you know, and you know, I think about it like, damn, nigga, was I on something, nigga? I was smoking too much weed that day, blah, blah, blah. Like, damn, I was just too happy or whatever, like, nigga, because I was crying the first time, and you know, I get a lot of slack about that because I was really spilling my beans out, my heart out, you know what I'm saying? So I try to come back gangster, but you know, it was no need for all that, you know what I mean?
Do you feel that fans or people have treated you different since the incident where you had to, where the person came inside your house?
You know what? I never really had. I ain't really had no real interaction with my fans after that moment. You know, I see a lot of people feel for what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? I get a lot of love and a lot of genuine comments. You know what I'm saying? So I feel the connection, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I thank everybody. You know what I'm saying? They got this big-ass meme of me, of my cry. I say I got the best cry in the world, you feel me? Because this meme be going, this shit keep coming back, you feel me?
That's one of the memes that be on you.
Man, that shit just be coming back. They always find this cry, you know what I'm saying, to put something funny behind that shit. That shit funny as fuck, but, you know, I take humor to it, but you know it is what it is, hey, Neil? Fuck it.
So let me ask you this question, man. Of course, the ladies want to know, man. Are you seeing anybody right now? Are you married? Are you?
I mean, I'm in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely married to the game. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so man, your relationship? Are you and your woman? Are y'all into poly by any chance?
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? We're interested in things, you know what I'm saying? Shorty got to be interesting, you know what I'm saying? She can't be no boring, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, we're rock by ourselves.
Hey, man, listen, man, you know, man, every king has the time to run the land, man, and I believe it's your time. So, you got a single out now. Are we going to get another single anytime soon? Album, video?
Well, I just dropped Call It Quits, you know what I'm saying, with the video. I mean, everybody can go check that out. That's everywhere. I just dropped Big Spender with my boy Young Sam, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to do something for the jerking community, you know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of people trying to bring jerking back, you feel me? So I'm trying to keep the vibe alive because, you know, I wanted to, you know, the creators, the starters of the music. I'm the king of the movement. I'm the king of the movement.
Say that again. Hey, man. Yes, you are.
That's it. And that's all. Shit, nigga. I'm the leader, the forefront, and it can't start without me. You feel me? So I got to get back and forth. You know what I'm saying? My knees hurt a little bit, but it's cool.
Man, hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I really do, man. Being able to, man, and chop it up with me, man. I want to be able to chop it up with you again, get you back on the show, man. Once the tour kick off, man, and just kind of, you know, give all the listeners an update, you know, with you and, you know, kind of what's going on and, you know, the progress and everything, man. We definitely going to keep following you, you know what I'm saying, your career and everything you're doing, man. And, you know, man, you're all welcome over here, bro. Anytime, yes, man. Whether if you don't want to do an interview, you just want to just chop it up with me. You like, hey, bro, I don't need no interview, but man, let me just chop it up with you, man. Let me just get some advice from you. You know, my phone is always on, and you know, man, we always be willing to have a platform for you and your artist. You know what I'm saying? To come over and, you know, talk to the people over here at IR. So, you know, I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate you too, bro. Like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad we was able to get this going. I'm going to keep it 1,000, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to do no interviews, man. I've been trying to hold out because, you know, like I said, I was talking records on the Vlad on my second interview, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
And be yourself, man. Be yourself, man. That's what allows you to make history that you already made.
Hey, man, thank you, bro. I really want y'all to check these new records I got, you know what I'm saying, out. I'm about to drop some more videos. You know what I'm saying? I actually got tons of music out.
I want to ask you one more thing. What was it like working with YG and working with Big Sean?
Man, it was great, bro. It was great, bro, because I really like YG. YG, you know, he's a part of the Jerky movement. He came up after us. You know what I'm saying? He had a little spin off on the Jerky movement. Like, he did his own kind of Jerky music, you know what I'm saying? Which was like ratchet, you know what I'm saying, for the streets. You know what I'm saying? I love that shit because I always felt like YG was me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is who I really want to be, but we started with the You a Jerk, and then we ended up pop for some strange reason. I don't know why the fuck we ended up pop music and why the fuck we got to... Because we work with these damn white people and they trying to change us. So YG always been... He always been me. So I really love fucking with YG, and I love what he's doing right now for the streets, you know what I'm saying? He's keeping the West alive, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Being a nigga from L.A.
What was it like working with Tiger?
I love Tiger, you know what I'm saying? Tiger did me a favor, you know what I'm saying? He had to one of my solo songs, you feel me? And, man, that shit was amazing, you know what I'm saying? It's called Action Kings, and then shit, I told Legacy about it. Legacy really pressed me, and he was like, let me get on it, you know what I'm saying? Let's make this a New Boys song. I'm like, nah, hell nah, nigga, it's my shit. And then, like, for some reason, I just felt bad for this nigga. I'm like, fuck, you can hop on a song. So now it's a New Boys song. I fucked up by doing that because that shit would have been mine, the only mine. But it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's Tiger show love, you feel me? I'm the reason why Tiger know Chris Brown, nigga. I introduced them niggas.
So that's how we got the Fan of a Fan album that they put out.
On my life, nigga, I introduced them niggas. Nigga, Tiger.
Oh,
Nigga, Tiger was like, yo, can I meet Chris Brown, bro? I'm like, bro, I got you, my nigga. I swear to God.
Damn, we was on tour with this nigga,
right? And I just shot the video Crickets with Tiger before the show in L.A. You know what I'm saying? And we was talking to Tiger. We like, yo, you want to come out and perform this song with us? You know what I'm saying? Because we like Tiger. Tiger was cash money. Put the lime in a coconut.
Yeah, that was, a lot of people don't know, that was like his first record.
Yeah, we love that shit, nigga. So we like, yo, nigga, it'd be really hot if you came out, nigga. Because that's the first song we performed. So, like, nigga, we gonna set the whole stage off. Nigga, set the whole show off. So, yeah, he was with us the whole time, and he really wanted to meet Chris Brown, nigga. And, nigga, I was like, fuck it, nigga, let's go. I know this nigga, Chris.
That's crazy, bro, because I'm like, man, like, when I saw you was fucking with, I saw somewhere online, I seen videos you fucking with E-40 and shit. I'm like, what's it like being around E-40? You know what I mean? I have my own experience, but everybody seems to have different experiences with him because E-40 has so much shit going on.
That was dope, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Onk, you know what I'm saying? His name Earl, just like mine. You feel me?
I know.
Shout out to Uncle E-40, you know what I'm saying? I got one thing about Uncle E-40, you know what I'm saying? And I would never hold it against him. You know what I'm saying? Right. Uncle E-40 invited us to the studio to record a song with him. You know what I'm saying? And shit, the song came out with him and some other people. So he took us off the song and recorded with some other niggas. Like, that shit was garbage.
Hey.
But I guess we came off garbage. I think we was weak. You know what I'm saying? We really wasn't like... You know what I'm saying? Coming off. Second, you know what I'm saying? That's Uncle E-40. So I ain't gonna press him. You know what I'm saying? He probably did come off me.
Yo, don't feel no type of way because Raz did the same thing. Faudy flew me and Raz out. Raz, my brother. Raz from B2K and shit.
Yeah, Raz B. Yeah. I know.
So he flew us out to his house and shit. And I remember we got drunk. He took us to the store, man. We got Gatorade and Hennessy and Gatorade. And we mixed all that shit together and drank that with wine. And, man, I remember passing out in his kitchen. And then my brother did a song. Man, that shit was garbage. You know, man, from the time we left there, I never heard the record or even talked to E-40 again.
That's funny as fuck.
Fody is definitely the great ambassador. Shout out to E-40, man. He's great, man.
Man, I got some stories. I got Hollywood stories. I just keep them to myself. I can fuck them niggas' careers. I can blow them up. I can do whatever, nigga. What?
Man, we gonna have you back on the show soon, man. Man, you drop that next single, man. We definitely want to do the world premiere, man. But y'all, we gonna hit y'all with the new single. I'm gonna see if I can get another exclusive from Ben J, y'all. I'm going to do what I can. So y'all stay tuned after this interview, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because we got something special we going to play for y'all. But, man, all right, man. Shit, man, I'm going to let you go, bro. Man, I'll let shit, man. My ass can talk, man.
I'm
along with you. But thanks for stopping through, man. And, man, let's chop it up soon, man.
100 though, bro. Love, nigga. Thank you for having me on the show, baby.
Congratulations on the new single and the next single you about to drop and the tour that you're doing over in Australia, man, with Bobby Valentino, OSB Young, and shit, a bunch of motherfuckers. Y'all, that's a big-ass tour y'all doing, so congratulations.
Yeah, that's good. All right, my G. Thank you, my G.
Alright, bro, take care, bro. Until then. What's good, y'all? This is Ben J. New Boy, and you listening to the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast on iHeartRadio. 100 though. I gotta go all in. If you really want all of it, way too hard. I ain't ready to call it quit. Being the father to my two little daughters. Got good bitch, so I gotta go harder. You do your thing, so I don't even bother. I rode the train and I rode the charter. Had to hop on a plane and then I departed. Hop on the scene and then I just started. Gotta go all in. If you really want all of it, way too hard. I ain't ready to call it quit. When I was young, I was jerking. This is certain. That's how they know I got my cash. But I made some small investments in a bitch to keep building up the stash. So many bills make you fall like Jill. The feeling be so real. The vibration of my voice down your spine make you feel so chill. This going act up. We gon' fucking turn these tricks. We gon' lead the cuffs. Walk around here acting like you tough. You might really get your shit snuffed. I was doing good where I was at. I ain't asked for this. I had to adapt. I heard Mac and pimping, drinking act, flipping bitches like an apple back. Had sex. No strings attached, she catch dates and I go and stack. My road dog was more than that, she'll fight for me and I fight back. My baby, my little nightcap, what I had before, I'm gonna get right back. I'm the man, I'm the rug rat, bro, don't ever think I won't buzz back. Cause being the father to my two little daughters, gotta do it big, so I gotta go harder. You do your thing, so I don't even bother. I rode the train and I rode the charter, had to hop on a plane and then I departed. Hop on the scene and then I just started, gotta go all in. If you really want all of it, work too hard, I ain't ready to call it quit. Being the father to my two little daughters, gotta do it big, so I gotta go harder. You do your thing, so I don't even bother. I rode the train and I rode the charter. Had to hop on a plane and then I departed. Hop on the scene and then I just started. Gotta go all in. If you really want all of it, work too hard. I ain't ready to call it quits. Nah, I ain't ready to call it quits. Nah, it's just the beginning. Feel me? Understood? Should have been like this one. You know what I mean? Yeah.